So let's just get this out of the way, the formalities. Rule 1.01, competent and diligent representation. We should all take a moment and be grateful that we are in a profession that values competence. Not, you know, greatness or anything, but competence. I mean, that's the standard that ethically we're held to by the State Bar of Texas, is competent. I can think of no higher praise than for someone to say, Ross, he's competent. He's a competent lawyer. Not great, but he's competent. So that's our standard. Very reassuring for those seeking legal counsel. There is actually a definition of competence, believe it or not, in the disciplinary rules, and it says possession of the legal knowledge, skill, and training reasonably necessary for the representation, and the appropriate application of knowledge, skill, and training to the responsibilities owed to your client. So I hope that we're all striving to be competent, if not even better than competent. Comment 8 of the rule says, because of the vital roles lawyers play in the legal process, each lawyer should strive to become and remain proficient in the practice of law, which is why you're here, right? Maintaining proficiency, hopefully. And it's not always easy, I've found, staying up to date on some of the stuff and maintaining proficiency in the practice of law. And I'm going to start with, this. How many of y'all have heard of House Bill 1295 by a show of hands? Some, yes, maybe most, okay. That's what we're going to focus on mostly today. I went to a meeting of the Texas Ethics Commission, because that's what I do. And I went to a meeting last month, and it was packed. And I've never seen that many people at the Ethics Commission. And I thought, could this many people be in trouble?